After choking back tears and murmuring through direct examination by his defense counsel, Corisanti was able to compose himself for cross-examination. When asked by prosecutor James Barnese if he would, quote, stretch the truth to avoid punishment and return to work earning nearly $450,000 a year, Corisanti insisted no, he wouldn't. The 56-year-old gastroenterologist also testified quietly that alcohol, texting, the speed of his car, and driving in the bike lane was not a factor in the hit-and-run death of Rice. Barnese went on to ask the expert in digestion why he refused a breathalyzer test nearly 3 hours after the skateboarder was killed if he only had a couple of drinks and was sober the night of July 8th. Corisanti said he was just following the advice of counsel. Prosecutor Barnese went on to remind the defendant that a passing motorist and several residents near the scene testified hearing the loud crash, but Corisanti concluded his first day on the stand, insisting he never saw Rice or heard the hood of his car buckling from the impact. Throughout the day in court, the victim's father could be seen pursing his lips and shaking his head in apparent disbelief. Chris Kaye, WBFO and AM 970 News.